Hello everybody, this is Ray here, and in this recording I am going to show you one of the experimental games or play center games. I don't know how many of these are still up, so if you like one of the games I'm showing you here and you want it, let me know. I can host it. They're pretty tiny, unless it's one of the online games, in which case I cannot host an online game. I'm going to briefly explain how to run the play center games. There's a few things that are kind of important. They're not absolutely necessary, but they are things that you should probably know. So I'm going to put that at the beginning of each of these play center things so that you'll have it regardless of what game you're listening to. It's going to mean more talking at the beginning of each file and maybe more wasted time, but what can you do? If you've already heard this little speech once, you don't really need to hear it again. You can just skip it. Now, for most of these games, you are going to need Flash and or the Shockwave player thingy. They might be the same thing. I really am not sure. That's not hard to get, but you will probably need it for a lot of these. And they will screw up your video intercept if you're using JAWS. They might even be a little problematic with NVDA, but it's not nearly as bad. So don't try to use JAWS after playing one of these games, because it will just not read stuff. It's very annoying. To get it back, you have to restart your system. So, the game that I'm going to show you here is called Bounty Hunter. Now, Bounty Hunter is one of those games that I can't tell if it's like a conceptual thing or if it's just a game to have fun with. And the basic story is that you are a blind bounty hunter and you have a race car and you're trying to catch this creature thing. It's supposed to be some alien thing. You do have obstacles to avoid and you have three lanes to switch between to avoid the obstacles and stuff like that. There's also a file in here called bountyhunter.wave. And this is sort of like a trailer for the game. The trailer does sound a little bit different than the game. It actually shows you a bit more than the actual game will. And it also is a little annoying, and you'll see why when I play it. So I'm saving the trailer for the end of this recording, so you'll have to listen to the whole gameplay to get to it or skip through it. It's kind of a way to tease you to at least be persuaded to listen to the gameplay. So I'm going to launch Bounty Hunter, and we will get a tutorial, which will basically say the stuff that I just went over. So here we go.
Welcome to Bounty Hunter. As a blind bounty hunter, you ride your vehicle, chasing a rare creature underground. You must trust your senses and the capabilities of your modified vehicle, which warns you of opportunity as well as danger. Your vehicle is set to ride on a lane. There are three lanes. Press left or right arrow button to change lanes. Press space to start the game. Press escape button to exit the game.
Okay, so that was our tutorial. I'm not quite sure what this background is for. It's kind of strange. It's like a cave with bats. Why a race car driver would have that as a background, I don't know. But maybe, you know, there's probably a reason for it. There's a couple other things in this game which are not realistic, but I'm not going to pick on it for that because most games aren't. I'm just pointing them out. So, anyway, I'm going to start this game now, and right off the bat, we will get introduced to obstacles and the creature. So here we go. This is just like a loading sequence. The game hasn't started quite yet. There we go, now it has. And there's the creature off to our left, and here come our obstacles. That one's on the left, that one's in the right. And this one's going to be in the center, so I'm going to have to move over to avoid it. Now, why there are boulders on a racetrack, I don't really quite know. It's kind of strange. But it is cool. Your car can take two hits. Actually, you can only take, technically can only take one, because on the second hit, you die. Alright, that was phase one of the boulders. There's the creature again. And now on to phase two with some really fast boulders. So right here, you want to go to the right, not left. Because there was a boulder on the left that would have killed you that you didn't hear. So now we're on to phase three of our boulders, and there's the creature again. This is the last stretch of boulder for a while, I think. see if I can do this without getting hit. These boulders do travel in sequence, so if you memorize the sequence, you're good. Problem is, there's so many that you're not going to memorize all of it. If you memorize the parts that you have trouble with, like I do, then that will help you loads. So now we are at the end of our boulders, and now we have to chase the creature. Problem is, this part of the game isn't implemented yet, so basically what you'll be doing is staying in the center, riding around, and not doing anything. And you can't shoot the creature thing either, because there's that shooting thing hasn't been put in it either, at least not as far as I can tell. So that weird noise that you're hearing in the center, I think is the creature. And then in a minute here, you'll hear it make a chirpy sound. That means it's kind of teleported, I think. Right there. And it's just going to keep doing that. For, I'd say about 5-10 times. And then what will eventually happen is it will just stop, and then you'll be driving around this racetrack all day with nothing happening. I'm not going to harp on that, because this is an experimental game. It's not meant to be polished, so they probably just never finished it. At least the boulder parts are fun. That loop of the race car will get annoying very quickly if that's all you hear. The one thing I will give this game high marks on is sound and feel, if that makes sense. The way it plays. This game sounds very good and feels very nice. As you maybe could tell from earlier, when you switch lanes, you don't automatically just whoosh, teleport between the lanes. You actually do kind of glide over. While that sounds good, it also brings up a pretty nice challenge. If you're trying to avoid a boulder, and you switch lanes at the very last second, there is a chance that the boulder could still hit you even if you were in the process of switching lanes. That's something that a lot of audio games are just now starting to use. Another thing I might want to show you is what it sounds like when you get hit and killed, because it's a cute little message that it plays when you do get killed. So here we go. I'm going to start this from a boulder sequence and show you that.
Aw, your vehicle broke. Game over. Press space to continue or escape button to exit the game.
So if you get killed or crash and burn, essentially, that's what you'll get. Now, you don't get a score here. So, you don't really need one for this kind of game, but I just thought I'd mention it. So, now I'm actually going to play a run-through of this game without talking, so that you get to hear the boulder sequence a little more, because that's actually the good part of this game. The great sound effects and the challenge of the boulders, especially if you're still having trouble with some parts of the boulder sequence. So, I'm going to play this through without talking, and here we go.
Thank you.
So now you've waited patiently or skipped a lot to find the trailer. So in this trailer, you're going to hear a bit of what you just heard in the gameplay, except you're going to hear the actual creature getting captured and stuff like that. The reason I say this trailer is annoying is because there are these awful cloppy sounds in it. I'm going to guess that those clicky things are like a sonar to tell you when the boulders are getting close, but I don't see why it's needed if that's what it's for, because you can hear the boulders really well, and that loud clicking just sounds a little grating. But if you put that aside, it's mostly pretty good. So, here it is. So that was Bounty Hunter. It is a game that if you haven't touched it in a few months, it will kill about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes of your time. But yeah, it's not a game that you would play for a long time, at least not in its present state. So I hope you enjoyed this demonstration of it, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.